ప్రేమస్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విత్ ఇన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sairam from Prashanthi Nilayam, the most happening place on the planet, and I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Today is November 29th, 2018. The birthday celebrations are over, but the birthday spiritual vibes go on, continue. You had for the first time on this birthday a spiritual conference, even though all our conferences or workshops or whatever we have in Cyclone Hall is everything all the time spiritual, but this time you had a conference which was focused on Japa, Dhyana, Soham, Gayatri chanting, the practices which we generally bracket as spiritual. And you had in Cyclone Hall the collective rendition of the Gayatri chanting, all of them together chanting the Soham mantra, all of them as a group doing the Jyoti meditation. It was really a very spiritually reinvigorating conference, and it was this event that really made us think, and we thought we should do something in preparation of this event, and that is how we started the video series Good Morning with Gayatri Mantra. If you have watched those videos on our website, we have had very beautiful conversations with people who have had real experience of chanting the Gayatri Mantra, what the Gayatri Mantra can do to you. And we have had very beautiful 5 conversations which are already there. And after we had them on the website, on our YouTube channel, we received so many beautiful responses, and that has really encouraged us, inspired us to continue this going, because there are a lot of people benefiting from the spiritual wealth that was so beautifully distributed during the birthday celebrations. People want to make use of it. People want to embolden themselves with this power so that they can connect with the divine, and that is what has spurred me to continue this series. But before we go on and listen to some more really very revealing conversations, let me play for you a very beautiful composition on the Gayatri Mantra, which was presented in front of Bhagwan on July 21st, 2010. It was by the Balvika students of Mumbai and Maharashtra during the Guru Purnima celebrations, and it is a very beautiful musical melodic invocation of Mother Gayatri.
भास्कराय विद्महे महाद्युतिकराय धीमहि हंसाय विद्महे పరమహంసాయ ధీమహే
హంసహంసాయ విద్మహే పరమహంసాయ ధీమహే
తన్నో హంస ప్రచోదయాత్ సాయీశ్వరాయ విద్మహే సత్యదేవాయ ధీమహి తన్న సర్వ ప్రచోదయాత్
So that was just the introduction of the very beautiful music program which was staged in the physical presence of Bhagwan way back in 2010. And if you were watching the proceedings of the conference on our website, you would have heard the talk of Mr. Ved Narayan, who has been teaching Sanskrit to all our students in Prashantan Ilyam for nearly 3-4 decades now. He mentioned about the power of Gayatri chanting that the students in the Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary School have experienced, how they have yielded spectacular results in terms of academics. And this is something that the school had never witnessed before. He just gave a glimpse of what Gayatri chant mantra has done to the students. And in fact, there is much more to it. I had the chance to connect with the warden of the Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary School, Mr. Satish Babu, and recorded an episode of Good Morning with Gayatri Mantra with him. And he has shared very beautiful insights, very beautiful ways of benefiting from the mantra, and the success of this experiment, which I feel is something which can go to every school of this country and go to every institution which is shaping young minds and hearts in this whole world. Listen to this lovely conversation with Mr. Satish Babu.
I am very happy and privileged to get this opportunity. Our Lord, on several occasions, has always told our children to chant Gayatri Mantra. This has been one of the teachings of Swami while educating the children how to use our Vedic knowledge to improve in their personality and many aspects of life. By chanting Gayatri Mantra, one can improve in his physical, mental and emotional aspects of life.
So this is what you have seen?
I have seen,
okay,
as an experience,
okay,
in our hostel.
Okay. So if you can give instances,
definitely,
of what
definitely
you have actually discovered.
Definitely. It so happened in the last year, the last academic year, 2017 and 18, some of our teachers have taken up this chanting of Gayatri Mantra seriously and encouraged all children by telling them about the benefits of Gayatri Mantra, as Swami has told.
Yes.
So all the children of all the classes from 8th to 12th in the hostel, they have taken up this chanting, and while chanting, they have got some tally counters which will give them how many times they have chanted in a particular day or a particular week.
So it's like a device, mechanical
yes,
device?
It's a mechanical device. As they keep chanting, they'll just press once and it
okay
shows the number.
Okay.
That's all. Mm. So finally, we every week and we'll pull up the information how many times a particular class has chanted.
You get the count.
We get the count. I have found that a particular class had taken up this project very seriously.
Uh-huh.
And they've been chanting Gayatri Mantra whenever they get free time. For example, when they are going for darshan,
okay,
while coming back, and when they are sitting and waiting for Swami's darshan in Mandir. So during these periods, they continuously keep chanting and benefit themselves.
Mm.
And when I notice a particular batch of 10th standard, when they have done so much of this chanting, I was encouraging them, it's good that you are taking up such a great responsibility and you are praying to Swami. So why don't you continue this throughout the year? And they have done so. The benefits part of it, during the academic year, when some matches and games were conducted between different classes of our hostel, I found out that this particular batch of 10th standard student outperformed all other classes, including their seniors.
Oh, okay. They did extremely well on the field. So
I was thinking maybe very good boys and very good sportsmen are there in this particular batch, or maybe in their senior classes, not many good players are there. With my limited understanding, I was judging that. I was not attributing this success to the chanting of Gayatri Mantra. Little later, in course of year's activities as they went on, I have noticed that all the boys of this class were serene, calm, peaceful, and very cooperative. There was no unrest that normally we'll see with that age group.
Okay.
With the age group of 10th standard, the adolescents, they have got a lot of disturbance and a lot of stress of academics, board examinations, etc. But these children were always quiet and peaceful.
So you had no discipline issues?
No discipline at all, problems at all.
Okay.
And everything going well. In course of time, I could relate this, that these children are chanting Gayatri Mantra. The power and the grace of mother is making them so calm and comfortable.
So you felt that?
I felt it.
Okay.
But that, I thought it was my own feeling.
Okay.
Things went on well. Towards the fag end of the year, we had a team of researchers coming here to Puttaparthi. To be precise, they are from SVASA University.
Okay. Yoga University.
Yoga University. And they have come with a purpose.
They are from Bangalore, right?
Yes. They are from Bangalore. And they have come with a specific purpose of studying the adolescent students and the depression stress levels in their mind. If they go through in a Gurukul system of education and the normal system of education, is there any difference they wanted to study?
Okay. So they're measuring and studying the stress and anxiety levels of adolescents.
Yes.
Students.
They have got some equipment, some apparatus. They have studied the aura studies of all children.
Studying auras?
Yes. Okay. Biomagnetic aura.
Okay.
And in addition, they have done several questionnaires, etc. They have conducted. And at the end of all that, they have come up to me and they have given me the results and their observations. The in-charge person told me that in general, our boys have got very low stress levels compared to the students elsewhere. I was feeling very happy because of the spiritual environment that Swami gives us. Our boys are little better. But in addition, at the end of our discussion, that gentleman told me that everything was very fine, sir, but with respect to one particular class, the 10th class, we have done something wrong, that the results are not perfect. There is something went wrong, we have re-evaluated, but still we found that the results have gone wrong. I asked them, what is the problem? The gentleman had told me that anywhere else the students would have had with that age group, maybe 70 to 80% of the students will have a higher stress levels and somewhat depressed conditions. We have here in general around 25 to 30% of the children only have expressed such kind of feelings. But with this particular class, they told, something went wrong, sir, that the depression levels were only around 2%. So it must be something wrong.
So because it was 2%, he felt that their system of evaluation is not correct. Because it cannot be so low.
Yes, it cannot be low with that age group, with a vibrant age group. If that becomes 2%, it cannot be right. So they re-evaluated and still they confirmed to be 2% only. When they asked me, with this kind of results being represented from that particular class, I told, dear sir, it's not at all a mistake of yours in your evaluation. It is perfectly same for all the students, and the results are reflecting their chanting of Gayatri Mantra. That particular class, the maximum number of students have taken up this one with so much of devotion and love for Swami. And the impact of the chanting of Gayatri Mantra has made their stress levels and depression levels too.
Almost zero.
Only 2% of the class represented.
I mean, it is not an aberration, it's the revelation.
Yes, very much. Very nicely said. So that was a great revelation.
Till now you were feeling that probably this is because of the Gayatri Mantra, but now you had scientific evidence say that this is what Gayatri Mantra can do.
Even the person was telling me the aura results were showing and reflecting very positive attitude and vibrant good energy from their bodies.
Wow. Amazing.
And all this gave me a lot of joy. And let me tell you at the end, by the end of the academic year, when we received the results from CBSE board examinations, I was very much thrilled to see the difference in the results. In fact, most of the students have scored above 90%.
Okay, this 10th class
This
batch.
Particular batch, the results were very good. And as Swami has always told that students should chant Gayatri Mantra to improve their academic excellence also.
Yes.
And in addition, I could tell you one interesting fact. One of the students had secured so high percentage that he has scored highest ever from the inception of our school.
Highest ever score since the school is functioning.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Very happy to know that. Then I could understand how the children have taken up this chanting of mantra with so much sincerity and love and devotion. And how Mother Gayatri has blessed them, how Swami has blessed them, I felt very happy for that fact.
Wow.
And I always feel that this chanting of Gayatri Mantra should go on mainly with the age group of students to reduce all this academic stress and also to transform themselves to better beings. Wow. Thank you for this opportunity.
Fantastic. I mean, we know that the Gayatri Mantra is for spiritual sadhana. People do it to help them in their spiritual progress. But here is an example, live example, of how it has led to higher academic records. I mean, the most earthly things also,
yes.
The Gayatri Mantra can give you. It can give you, I think, benefits at all levels, right? You know, you have from Manomaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Annamaya to Anandamaya.
Nice,
the whole gamut of what we can receive from the universe, everything is packed in the Gayatri Mantra. And here you have a beautiful illustration. I think this has happened in Swami's school in Prashanthi Nilayam. I think there is no better place to experiment with this. And probably this is a message that, you know, we can take to all the schools everywhere. Let all our children, wherever they are, chant the Gayatri Mantra, have abysmal levels of anxiety, be intelligent and be connected to Swami, be connected to the divine. Let Gayatri Mantra fill them with that divine potent power. Thank you so much, sir, for this beautiful sharing.
Thank you. Sairam.
So that was Mr. Satish Babu, the warden of the Sri Satya Sai High Secondary School, Prashanthi Nilayam. Just imagine if all the schools everywhere were to inspire the students to chant the Gayatri Mantra. What a beautiful world we will create. And here, the students chant all the time. Swami has told you can chant it 3 times or 9 times or 11 times before meals. Traditionally, one chants it 108 times. We have had conversations that we have shared with you where Swami has indicated in dream, sometimes directly to students, to chant 108 times. But there really is no limit. There are instructions which are given by Bhagwan personally to individuals and it works for them. We can draw inspirations from all the different conversations that we are listening, but there is actually really no limit. Is there ever any limit to remembering the Lord? We are born only for that purpose. And sometimes if you have a target that, you know, I have to chant this many times, then our mind is overshadowed with that effort to keep track of the count. So all it needs actually is that love and reverence for the mantra, the faith in the potency of the mantra, faith in what the mantra can deliver, so that it does not become a mechanical repetition, so that your mind does not wander into other pastures and the mind is focused on receiving what the mantra can give you. In fact, even in the Ramayana, if you look at this holy epic, Rama initially had setbacks. The divine himself had those moments of so-called anxiety during the fight with Ravana, and that is when you have sage Agastya entering into the scene and quote-unquote empowering Rama with the Maha Mantra called Aditya Hridayam, and after that Rama chants Gayatri Mantra and you have the victory, the victorious episode of Rama winning over Ravana. But maybe there's another way the divine wanted to communicate to us, that even when God came in human form, the God himself, he recited the Gayatri Mantra just to perhaps to let us know that how we should make use, because whatever Rama did, as Swami says, he was Purushottama, he was the ideal, most ideal of all men on the planet, and whatever he did is what we need to follow. So you have the grand example of Rama, and you have had Swami himself reciting this during Upanayanam ceremonies, reciting into the ears of little children, Swami conducting Mass Upanayanam ceremonies. In the earlier years, Swami himself used to chant it in the ears of all the Vatus, all the little ones who are having this thread ceremony. If you go back to Ramayana, in Valmiki Ramayana, there are 24,000 slokas, and the first syllable in each of the 1,000 slokas is drawn from each of the 24 syllables of the Gayatri Mantra. So there is a lot of mysticism, there is a lot of magnificence, munificence that is beautifully given to us through the Gayatri Mantra. They say that it emerged from the face of Mahavishnu. It came through Vishwamitra, but it emerged from the divine countenance of the Supreme Personality. And this episode showed how the students are so splendidly making use of this gift that has come to us directly from the super consciousness. I had the chance to talk to another student, and this was Bharadwaj, a research scholar now pursuing his PhD in physics. If you're watching the birthday celebrations that just concluded, you would have noticed the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh, Mr. Chandrababu Naidu, inaugurating the facility called the Central Instrumentation Research Facility, which is a top-of-the-line instrumentation lab which has been set up by the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust to encourage research work. This is a state-of-the-art facility to help students come out with path-breaking research and society-focused research, and Bharadwaj is engaged in this endeavor as part of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. He is in Prashantinilam campus, and he is someone who is not only a keen academic, not only someone who loves physics, but he's also someone who loves cricket, and I had the chance to talk to him. He's someone who has benefited, who has experimented with what the Gayatri Mantra can do.
Om Shri Sai Ram. It was in my third UG that I had this feeling of doing something and offering it to Swami. I am not a singer to sing something and offer it to Swami. I am not an artist to make cards and show it to Swami. So what I thought was, as a sports person, I should play cricket and win the match and offer it to Swami.
Wow.
But the thing is, I was not in the house team.
Okay.
Till my third UG. Okay. So I thought I'll give my name for the team.
So you played cricket in your school days.
Yeah.
But once you joined Vrindavan, you didn't participate.
I have not participated in matches.
Okay.
So I have given my name for the selections.
Okay.
But one day the captain of the house comes to my room and he tells that you should prove your worth either with the bat or the ball to be in the team.
Because you have not played for the first 2 years.
Yeah.
And third year you want to be part of the team.
Yeah. So as part of my regular sadhana, I used to do Sandhya Vandanam every day. So I did this Gayatri mantra and prayed to Mother Goddess that today you are the one who is playing. I am not the one who is playing. You are the one who is playing through me. So then something terrific happens in the cricket field.
Okay.
I go to the practice match and I hit 58 runs without losing my wicket.
Wow.
And eventually I was taken into the team and we played the house match and we won the match and I offered it to Swami.
Wow. Made your dedication to Swami through cricket. Fantastic.
And I had a similar experience after joining for my post-graduation in Prashanthinilayam. I had a desire to score half century on the pitch where Sachin Tendulkar hit half century.
Oh wow, 1997, the Sathya Sai Unity Cup.
Yes.
Yes.
So in my second PG in the year 2016 on Jan 14th, we played against Brindavan campus. So as I entered the field to bat, I realized that probably this might be the last chance for me to score half century.
As a student?
As a student. Mm. So what I did was I kept on chanting Gayatri Mantra and then I scored 69 runs.
69 runs? Again half century and more?
And that point of time my stamina was not really great. So I didn't run much. I hit 13 fours.
13 fours? Wow.
And I felt the power of Gayatri in the field.
Amazing. Amazing. Wow, you're shining with cricketing brilliance. So brother, tell me, you know, where did this conviction come from that Gayatri can really take you anywhere?
Yeah. So being born in Sai devotee's family, my parents always used to insist on power of Gayatri.
Okay.
And after I got initiated into this mantra, I religiously been doing this Sandhya Vandanam.
As a little one?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I had this experience of experiencing power of Gayatri. And also after joining in this institute, Ashish sir in our UG,
yes,
he used to motivate us to do this Gayatri sadhana more vigorously.
Yes.
By sharing his experiences on the power of Gayatri.
Yes.
And then after joining in Prashanthinilayam, people like Sailesh sir, they used to insist a lot upon Gayatri mantra. So that motivated me to take this sadhana very seriously.
So you had the teachers motivating you, yes, and your parents had always encouraged you, but at the same time, did you experience any benefits also on your own? Was there any direct experience of what the Gayatri mantra can do to you apart from the cricketing one, of course?
Yeah. So after I joined for my PhD in the year 2016, I had given the responsibility of taking care of refilling the stock of Swami's food prasadam and also to distribute this prasadam to the remote villages where the trucks cannot go as part of Gram Seva.
Gram Seva, yes, yes.
From the time I joined for my undergraduation in the year 2011 till 2015, I had been doing this Durga Saptashati Parayanam,
yes,
as part of Devi Navaratri.
During the Dasara celebration.
Dasara celebration.
7-day chanting of the Devi Mahatmya.
Yeah, but in the 2016, I was not able to manage to do both.
Like to do the Devi Mahatmya Parayanam
and then go,
as well as go to the villages.
Yeah.
And both happen simultaneously. Yeah. Yes.
So that year I could not manage to do both.
Okay. Because so, it needs so many hours, like 4-5 hours to do the Devi Mahatmya.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what I thought, I did this Seva, Gram Seva, like with my whole heart. Then again, on the final day, what I did was on the day of Vijay Dashami,
yes,
when the Purnahuti was happening in the Purnachandra auditorium, I prayed to Swami and told Swami that, Swami, I am offering this seva to you as I have been offering the Devi Mahatmyam to you.
So, I mean, this time I could not do the Parayanam, but I was able to do Grama Seva.
Gram Seva, and
that is my offering.
Yeah. Hmm. So, and that night, the day of Vijay Dashami, something terrific happens.
Oh.
Mother Goddess in the form of Gayatri comes into my dream as she was described in the Shastras, like Mukta Vidruma Hemanira Dhabala Chayer Mukais Trikshanahi Yuktam Indunipadharatna Makutam Tatwar Dhavarnatmikam Gayatrim Varada Bhayam Kushakasha Shubhram Kapalam Gadam Shankham Chakramathara Vindayugalam Hastai Vahamtim Bhaje. With all her five faces, with all her effulgence, she comes in my dream.
Shankha, Chakra, Lotus, Padma, everything.
Yeah, everything.
Wow.
And she gives me some personal instructions. And as she was extolled in the Lalita Sahasranamam as Sampradaya Vardhini, so she tells me to keep the tuft to keep the shikha.
The hair.
Okay. Hair. In the beautiful Telugu, she says, shikha pettuko, with all her five faces ordering at me at once.
Wow.
So, from then on, my conviction towards Gayatri got strengthened.
Wow.
And whenever I sit for meditating on Gayatri, I imagine the form, what she has given in the dream. And I was practicing this sadhana of doing Gayatri Japa.
Wow. I mean, you had the vision of the mother. And on the time when you did service in the villages, Swami says, Grama Seva is Rama Seva.
Yes.
So here, you were feeling bad that I was not able to chant your names because I went to the villages to serve. And here, mother is telling that if you serve, I am even more happy.
Yes.
And she gave you the vision. And at the same time, she is telling you that conform to your traditions, right? Keep that hair, that tuft of hair, which is as per our Vedic tradition.
Yes.
It is there in your family, probably. You know,
yeah.
She knows what is good for you. So you are with tradition. At the same time, you are going out and serving. Fantastic. Wow. And I think this is one of the most beautiful, perhaps, experiences of chanting the Gayatri Mantra. But on a day-to-day basis, as you live in the hostel, as you live with all the boys, how do you feel the mother in your everyday life?
Probably I should say that I will not fall ill to common infections and for the seasonal changes. I can say that I am a healthy person.
So generally you never fall
generally,
ill?
Generally
cold,
I will not,
cough, no. Throat infection, climate
no.
change, they don't affect
no.
you. The mother protects you.
Mother protects me, and I am very fortunate, I should say, I should mention that Swami has given the best of environments to
yes.
practice this Gayatri Mantra.
Being in the hostel.
Being in the hostel, as well as he has given the beautiful facilities to do research here.
Yes, I mean you have the central instrumentation facility here.
Yeah.
So you are doing the best of research. And to grow as an academic, you have the best of sports facilities, you have the power of the Gayatri, and you have the hostel and all the beautiful environment, all the boys, same wavelength, right?
Yes.
So you can practice your spiritual sadhana as well as excel in your academics.
Yes.
Wow. Perhaps you can't think of anything better. Your parents must be very happy for you.
Yes.
Beautiful brother. Anything you want to share finally to all the brothers and to all the youngsters out there, you know, who think that I have to spend so much time every day. Gayatri chanting takes, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes. You spend every day, right?
Yeah.
Half an hour every
yeah.
morning?
25 minutes to half an hour it takes.
And you're doing a research and
yeah.
doing a hostel duties
yeah.
and now
yeah.
you also have teacher duties now that
yes.
you've become a research scholar.
Yes.
But still you make time for the Gayatri
yeah.
chanting and you feel that is helping you in many ways,
yes.
right? Many times probably we will think that, you know, we are losing time. We are actually gaining time, isn't it?
Actually, we are investing time.
We are investing time.
Yeah.
And we are actually drawing the power of the divine.
Yes.
For the little time that we give, he is filling us with double the energy to become a better instrument in his hand and to live up to what he wants us to be and to glow with the shine of Gayatri. Thank you so much, brother. It's really lovely listening to you, and I'm sure this will help all the youngsters out there. Listening from a Sai student straight from the heart. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So that was Bharadwaj from the Prashantinilam campus, one of the Sai students. Wasn't that such a heartening conversation? Really, it is so heart-filling to see how students in Bhagwan's hostel are being shaped into beautiful souls, into beautiful individuals. Even as they sharpen their intellect, they are cleansing their minds and broadening their heart to be lovely instruments in his hands towards a better society. You do your research in science, you have to put a lot of effort before you can come out with something that no one has done before you can get your PhD. And that is for something very earthly, very physical, very secular, quote unquote. But if you want divine grace, if you want to know that which is the basis of everything, we want to know which is infinite, we want to tap that which is timeless, then of course the effort has to be greater. And Gayatri Mantra is a way, a easy way to tap that infinite potential. In Gayatri, the aspirant is invoking the divine light which is derived from Savita, the solar regions, and this light has to be received in the mind of the sadhaka, in the mind of the aspirant, and the mind therefore has to be in a fit condition to receive this benevolence, to receive this luminance that from the supra consciousness. And one has to therefore prepare oneself to capture the grace. And if our container is not ready, then we will probably miss retaining the grace that comes when we do this sadhana. I had this lovely conversation with Brother Pradeep Kulashrestha, who has been working the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust for perhaps close to 25 years now. And he is someone who goes to Nagar Sankirtan in Prashanthi Nilayam every single day for the last 20 years. He's been actually leading the Nagar Sankirtan the last 10 years. He plays the harmonium and always there to ensure that the morning sadhana of Nagar Sankirtan in Prashanthi Nilayam goes on smoothly. By profession, he studied civil engineering, and after that he's been now serving in the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust. And he is someone who has studied the Upanishads, who has written books on the Advaita philosophy, who has studied his mind to receive the blessing of the Gayatri. And he has had really very, very revealing moments with the Gayatri Upasana. Let's listen to this enlightening conversation.
Sai Ram, Brother Pristi, I was fortunate enough that I was initiated into Gayatri Mantra at very young age itself. Since then I have been chanting Gayatri Mantra regularly. I make it a rule that I chant Gayatri Mantra every day. I have been experiencing lot of joy, illumination of intellect, intellectual faculties, and I have been able to overcome whatever problem I face in my daily working life here. And whatever decision I have to take, important decision next day or whatever the projects are being undertaken, morning 5 o'clock I will decide while doing my Sandhya Vandanam, important decision will be taken, and I have found that those decisions always have been successful.
So everything that you have to do during that day. At the time of your Gayatri Japa and Sandhya Vandanam, you get clarity.
I'll decide what is to be done and what should not be done.
What has to be done is already planned out.
Yeah, planned out.
In the morning.
And later on, I'll work out how to go about those things. Minor details.
Beautiful.
I have a lot of experiences. Recently, I got one experience. I have a habit of going to various pilgrim centers almost every alternate month. On one pilgrimage, that was a hilly area in Karnataka, and we used to go by buses only. There's no train. So in the night I have boarded one sleeper bus. Normally I make it a habit to take front side seat, but on that day I could not get because it was not available. So when I occupied that berth, I felt something is wrong.
So you didn't get the front seat?
Yeah, I could not get
the back seat.
But then there was no other alternative. Bus started, and as expected, this back berth started lot of
bumps and jumps. Yeah. The back seat of the bus always is very difficult place to actually
so
be.
I was scared that I may develop back pain because I had some time back pain.
Okay.
But there was no alternative. So almost 2 hours I could not sleep. Then somehow I slept. In the dream I see Goddess Gayatri coming and telling me that now I will take hold of this bus and I will drive this bus myself.
Wow.
I saw the dream. And then when I got up, I was almost nearing that pilgrimage center. It was morning 6 o'clock. So, and I was fine, they were
safe. The back was
nothing happened.
Normal.
Yeah. So that was the.
How was it seeing Mother Gayatri in the dream?
It was. I used to chant Gayatri mantra only, and it was very not clear, but it was voice was that Goddess is telling now, I will take hold of this bus and I will drive myself.
Wow.
That was the assurance, and I never expected that such thing will happen. But it's just a pure love, Mother Goddess. For their devotees.
Ensuring your
welfare, safety,
yes.
Prosperity.
Wow. Do you visit the Gayatri temple in the ashram?
Yes, I every day visit that temple. I make a habit that before going to office, I'll go to Gayatri temple, mm-hmm. chant water mantras to be chanted, mm-hmm. and then go to office. Actually, before this temple came, uh-huh. I had joined Central Trust office. One day, I got a dream. Voice coming in the form of goddess, uh-huh. and said, now henceforth, I will stay here only. Uh-huh. At that time, temple construction was not started, and I was not even aware of such things are going to happen. I forgot that incident totally. Subsequently, Mr. Subramaniam Chettiar came to Swami and prayed that he want to construct one temple for Gayatri Mata. And Swami gave permission and construction was started. Idol was installed and Swami consecrated that temple.
Yes.
I went to that temple. While turning back from that temple, suddenly that thought stuck to me. Oh, this was actual place where Goddess told that I will reside permanently this place.
Goddess had told you, I will reside permanently at this place.
I am going to reside at this place. It was amazed that coincidence that it has happened in the same place where Goddess descended from that heaven and said, I am going to reside at this place. It is a really amazing experience. I never thought that...
Because you do so much of Gayatri worship, Mother wanted to inform you in advance that I am here permanently.
I never prayed for anything, but just the Goddess comes and tells out of love.
Out of love. Wow. Yeah. So, what is the puja that you do? You know, the Goddess has so much love for you. She's like taking care of you every single day. When you are in Prashantalayam, when you step out of Prashantalayam, as you do your things in Prashantalayam, what is the puja, what is the upasana that you do every day?
I do Sandhya Vandanam both morning and evening. It's part of Sandhya Vandanam there. Gayatri Japam also is there. Apart from that, morning I do other rituals also, puja. That's all.
What would you like to say to all those brothers and sisters who want to do the Gayatri Japa, Gayatri Upasana? Anything that you would like to share which could help them in their spiritual journey?
Gayatri Upasana is an important sadhana for attaining the world of Vijnana, Vijnanamaya plane. According to the Upanishad, there are five planes of existence. One is Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya. So this Vijnanamaya plane comes beyond the mental plane. Gayatri Upasana is a meditation on the Supreme Being who is in the Surya Mandala. For this sadhana, a sadhaka should chant Gayatri Mantra for a long time with correct intonation. After understanding its true significance, and meditate on the deity who is in the Surya Mandala. What is significance of the Surya Mandala? Surya is of very mystical significance in the Vedas. Surya is the all illuminating light of Supreme Truth called Brahman in the Upanishad. He is also called by various other names like Savita, Savitri, Savitur. So Surya Mandala refers to the world of Vijnana, whose presiding deity is Surya Savitri. Comparison of Surya Mandala with solar orb is only symbolic and meant for helping in meditation.
Generally, Surya we associated with the sun.
Yeah, that is only
but
actually symbolic.
It refers to that the plane of illumination.
Illumination that is pervaded by the Supreme Being.
Yes.
So, physical form is just for meditation. Yes. Basically, we have to see the spiritual significance.
Yes. Yes.
Now, the soul who lives in the Vijnanamaya plane is called Vijnanamaya Purusha. Vijnanamaya Purusha acquires lot of powers. Upanishad says that the soul who has attained the Vijnanamaya plane goes beyond the three planes, lower planes of matter, life and mind.
Wow.
And doesn't take birth except the soul who incarnates for fulfilling some divine mission.
Wow.
A Vijnanamaya Purusha is a sage, seer, prophet, God lover. Vijnanamaya Purusha lives in a dense, luminous consciousness. Body is made of luminous consciousness. He is not just physical body, he lives. Mm. He lives in causal body. And he experiences effulgence of consciousness within him. He derives all knowledge through supersensory faculty called intuition.
Mm.
In this, the consciousness of subject envelops the consciousness of object and returned from the object reveals the required knowledge. Sage Patanjali in his Yoga Sutra also says, Pratibhadva Swaram. Through intuition, knowledge of everything is gained.
Wow.
So, Vijnanamaya Purusha acquires knowledge through intuition.
Intuition.
And he sees the essential nature of all things. He doesn't see diversity. He sees the world of unity, harmony and peace.
Wow. Fantastic.
So, and he expresses spontaneous love for all beings.
All beings. Wow. I mean, Gayatri Mantra will take us to that Vijnanamaya.
To the plane of Vijnan. That is the goal.
Yes.
For reaching to the plane of Vijnanamaya.
Illumination.
We should chant Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Sadhana.
You'll be able to get over the physical world, physical. The mental plane, the bodily plane.
Yes.
As well as you said, Manomaya, Pranamaya, Annamaya, all the things.
Yes.
You go past that and ultimately you'll reach Anandamaya and once you are Vijnanamaya.
Very significant change will come in the Upasaka.
Yes.
He will go beyond individuality and personality. At lower plane of mental plane, we are very much obsessed with individuality and personality.
Mm.
But Vijnanamaya Purusha goes beyond.
You go to unity.
Yeah.
Unity of oneness, unity of creation.
Yes.
Wow. Fantastic.
And such Vijnanamaya Purusha sees the deity. He gets the vision of deity.
Yes.
He becomes Mantradrashta.
Yes. Wow.
So this is the powers this I have mentioned.
Fantastic.
There are countless powers here at higher planes.
Yeah, I mean, you are in that plane of illumination. As you said, you just become an illumined being. You are filled with that consciousness of divine wisdom. So, I mean, that is what Gayatri Mantra can do to all of us.
Yeah.
Actually, brother has authored many books on this principle of unity. He is someone who has written volumes on the principle of Advaita. We have those books in our books and publication trust in the publication division of the Shri Satsai Sadhana Trust. And of course, there is so much that Bhagwan has mentioned about the power of the Gayatri Mantra. Swami says that the Gayatri Mantra, if you chant, you don't need to chant any other Vedic hymn. It is Sarva Deva Swarupini Gayatri, isn't it?
Sarva Devata Swarupa.
Sarva Devata Swarupa Gayatri. So there is so much that has been given to us so freely by the Divine. We just have to utilize this, give it time, give it our interest, and we will see how the Divine takes a lot of interest in us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sairam. Sairam.
So that was Brother Pradeep Kulasheshtha, a former student of Bhagwan's University, now working in the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, and someone who leads such an inspired life, a very sattvic life in the Prashant Nilayam Ashram. And he mentioned how the mother had indicated to him even before the Gayatri Temple came into being that she is going to reside here permanently. In fact, I tried to do some homework as to how the temple came into being, and the story goes back to 1994 when Bhagwan once asked jokingly to Srinivas Chettiar of Madurai, "How are you, Chettiar?" And he said, "I am fine, Swami." And Bhagwan immediately said, "Yeah, of course, you will be fine because you have caught hold of my name and my feet." And when Swami said this, that was something that kept ringing in his mind, his name and his feet. Swami says, if you catch hold of my name and my feet, then you will always be fine. And that is the genesis of the Sri Satya Sai Paduka Trust, because the Paduka Trust was all about worshipping the feet of the Lord, worshipping the padukas of the Lord, and they initiated this process of Likhita Japa, writing the name of the Lord. And that is how the trust started this whole endeavor of encouraging people to write crores and crores of the divine name of Sai Rama, Om Shri Sai Ram, whatever they want to write, and any divine name of the Lord. And that's how they offered 108 crores of Sai Rama Likhita Japa at the divine lotus feet. And in 1996, the trust celebrated the Sri Sai Paduka Pratistha function with 1008 padukas, and Swami on that occasion most graciously installed Lord Dhanvantri idol in the premises of the Sri Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospital Institute of Higher Medical Sciences Prashanthinilam. In the following year, they installed Lord Subramanya, that is in 1997. And then the next year, they wanted to ask Bhagwan and seek his permission to install another idol. And they thought maybe they will do Ardhanarishwara or Dattatreya. But they did not get Swami's concurrence for any of these ideas. And that night, suddenly, Subramanyam Chettiar, he gets this vision of Gayatri Ma, and she comes in full effulgence in his eye. And he was not in Gayatri Upasaka. He never worshipped the mother, but to him it was very strange and perhaps divine design that the mother appeared without his any of his doing. It was a spontaneous divine blessing that the mother was appearing to him again and again. And when they went next day to Swami and said, Swami, should we do an idol of Gayatri? And Swami said, yes, yes, yes. And that is how they embarked on this venture. And there are beautiful stories about how Swami indicated to them about where it is to be done, who should do it, and how the temple came into being. That is for the coming episodes, maybe in the future episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside, I'll share with you the entire story of how the temple came into being. But one interesting thing is, after the installation was done, Subramanyam Chettiar went to Shukanadi. You know, you have these nadis which are old palm leaf inscriptions which have predictions about one's life as professed by our learned sages more than 5,000 years ago. And when they checked the Shukanadi pertaining to Subramanyam Chettiar's life, there they found that it was mentioned that he will at one point in time do a samarpan, do a humble offering to Bhagwan, and this offering will consist of a Gayatri idol, of cow and calf idols, along with Lord Gopalakrishna idol with flute, and that's what you see today, which is present in the bhajan hall in Prashanthinilam, and also 9 sets of live cow and calf to Bhagwan. So this is what happened on the installation day of the Gayatri temple in Prashanthinilam in 1998, October 1998. And this is what had been predicted 5,000 years ago. So here you have Bhagwan who has so beautifully installed this idol for our spiritual growth, for us to tap the power of the divine, for us to help in the purification of our tendencies, for us to catch the glimpse of the divine effulgence that will help us progress on the spiritual path, that is, help us to connect with the Swami within. All the bhakti ultimately should lead to jnana, to that jnana of oneness. And you need the power of the divine. How much ever effort you do, unless you have grace, you cannot get that illumination. And this is a very easy medium. This is a very convenient medium. This is a very, very powerful medium given by Bhagwan for all of us. We'll continue this satsang on the Gayatri Mantra in the future episodes. Dear listeners, you can watch these YouTube episodes that we have done. They are all about, some of them is what I shared with you today, and we are going to share some more with you in the coming weeks. And do tell us your experiences of practicing this sadhana. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. If you want to write anything personal to me, you can write to bishu@radiosai.org. Thank you so much for being with me through this lovely journey as we dwell on the beautiful mantra, the Gayatri Mantra. Thank you so much. Sairam.